Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something I've been consulting on heavily with Fortune 500 CSOs, building AI risk governance that actually survives board scrutiny. If you're deploying machine learning systems without a framework for quantifying and communicating that risk, you're flying blind into SEC disclosure territory. Let's fix that. The board's AI blind spot. Why traditional risk frameworks fail. Here's the uncomfortable truth I've been telling CSOs for the past 2 years. Your existing risk assessment frameworks are fundamentally broken for AI systems. The GRC tools you've spent millions on were designed for deterministic software, applications where inputs produce predictable outputs. Machine learning systems don't play by those rules. Traditional risk frameworks assume you can enumerate all possible system behaviors. With AI, you're dealing with probabilistic systems that can exhibit emergent behaviors never seen during development. A model trained on clean data can hallucinate, drift, or be manipulated in production. Your board doesn't understand this, and frankly, most risk committees I've briefed still think AI risk means robots taking jobs. The SEC's 2024 guidance on AI disclosure requirements changed the game. Public companies now face material disclosure obligations when AI systems create significant business risks. This isn't theoretical. We've seen enforcement actions where inadequate AI risk disclosure led to shareholder lawsuits. The Equifax-style breach disclosure playbook doesn't translate to AI incidents where harm might be gradual, probabilistic, or reputationally catastrophic without a single dramatic data exfiltration event. Consider this scenario. Your customer-facing recommendation engine starts exhibiting biased behavior due to adversarial data poisoning. MITRE Atlas Technique AML.T0020. There's no CV, no signature, no IOC your seam will catch. The drift happens over weeks. By the time customer complaints surface, your brand has sustained quantifiable damage, and your board is asking why the CISO didn't flag this risk. Diagram shown in the article. The solution begins with acknowledging that AI risk assessment requires continuous monitoring, not point-in-time audits. Your framework must account for model behavior changes between assessments, something traditional annual risk reviews completely miss. Here's my take on this. Your board thinks AI risk means robots taking jobs. Your job is to show them it means SEC disclosure failures and brand damage from model drift they've never heard of. NIST AI RMF, the strategic foundation for board-ready governance. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework, AI RMF 1.0, released in January 2023, remains the most defensible foundation for enterprise AI governance. I say defensible deliberately. When regulators come knocking, and they will, having NIST alignment gives you documented due diligence. This isn't about checkbox compliance. It's about building a framework that actually works while creating audit trails that protect the organization. The AI RMF organizes around four core functions: govern, map, measure, and manage. For board communication, I map these directly to fiduciary concepts directors already understand. Govern equals organizational accountability. Who owns AI risk? How do we resource it? Map equals risk identification. What AI systems exist? What's their blast radius? Measure equals risk quantification. How likely? How severe? In dollars. Manage equals risk treatment. What controls exist? What's the residual risk? Most CSOs I advise struggle with the map function because shadow AI has exploded. Engineering teams deploy Hugging Face models without security review. Marketing uses GPT for APIs with customer data. Your first governance win is simply building an authoritative AI asset inventory. Without knowing what models exist, you cannot assess risk. Here's a practical implementation approach using the NIST playbook characteristics. For each AI system, document these trustworthiness attributes: validity and reliability, safety, security, and resiliency, accountability and transparency, explainability and interpretability, privacy and fairness. Create a scoring rubric. I use a 1-5 scale and require documentation before production deployment. Code example shown in the article. The beauty of NIST AI RMF is its flexibility. It's designed to integrate with existing enterprise risk frameworks like COSO or ISO 31000. You're not replacing your GRC infrastructure. You're extending it with AI-specific controls. Here's my take on this. NIST AI RMF isn't just a framework. It's your legal defense documentation. When regulators investigate, alignment with NIST shows documented due diligence. Quantifying AI risk in board language, the FAIR AI integration. Boards don't speak CVSS. They speak dollars. The factor analysis of information risk, FAIR methodology adapted for AI systems, gives you a defensible quantitative approach that translates technical risk into financial exposure language your CFO and board risk committee actually understand. Traditional FAIR calculates risk as the product of loss event frequency, LEF, and loss magnitude, LM. For AI systems, we need to modify these factors to account for probabilistic behaviors. I've developed what I call FAIR AI extensions that incorporate model-specific threat scenarios from MITRE Atlas. Let me walk through a real example. Your organization deploys a fraud detection model processing $50 million in daily transactions. An attacker successfully executes a model evasion attack, Atlas AML.T0015, allowing fraudulent transactions to pass undetected for 72 hours before anomaly detection flags the drift. Diagrams shown in the article. This quantified risk becomes your budget justification. When you request $800,000 for adversarial ML testing and model monitoring infrastructure, you're presenting a clear ROI. Spend $800,000 to mitigate $13.2 million in annualized expected loss. That's a conversation boards understand. Key metrics to track and report quarterly. AI attack surface index. Number of production models times average API. Exposure times data sensitivity. Classification model drift rate. Percentage of models showing greater than 5% performance degradation between assessments mean time to detect, MTTD. Average time to identify adversarial manipulation or model compromise residual risk exposure. Aggregated financial exposure after control implementation. Here's my take on this. Stop presenting AI risks as technical vulnerabilities. Present them as annualized financial exposure. Boards approve budgets when they see ROI, not CVSS scores. OWASP LLM Top 10, Operationalizing Threat Intelligence for Generative AI. The OWASP LLM Top 10, updated for 2025, provides the threat taxonomy you need for large language model deployments. If your organization is deploying ChatGPT Enterprise, Claude, or custom LLM implementations, this framework maps directly to operational security controls your teams can implement. Let me highlight the three risks I see causing the most enterprise damage. LLM01. Prompt injection remains the most prevalent attack vector. Unlike SQL injection, where we have decades of parameterized query best practices, prompt injection defenses are immature. Your customer service chatbot can be manipulated to reveal system prompts, bypass content filters, or execute unauthorized actions. I've personally demonstrated prompt injection attacks that extracted API keys embedded in system prompts during client assessments. LLM03. Training data poisoning connects directly to supply chain risk. If you're fine-tuning models on user-generated content or third-party datasets, adversaries can inject malicious training examples that create backdoors. This is Atlas Technique AML.T0020 in action, and it's nearly undetectable without specialized tooling. LLM06. Sensitive information disclosure kills careers. LLMs trained on proprietary data can memorize and regurgitate that data to any user who crafts the right query. Samsung's internal ChatGPT ban in 2023 followed exactly this scenario. Engineers pasted proprietary code that became recoverable through creative prompting. For board reporting, I categorize these threats into business impact buckets. Code example shown in the article, implementation recommendation, require OWASP LLM top 10 threat modeling before any generative AI production deployment. Document residual risks and ensure business owners sign acceptance. This creates accountability trails that protect the security organization when incidents occur. Here's my take on this. Samsung banned ChatGPT after engineers leaked proprietary code through prompts. Your LLM governance policy needs teeth before you become the next cautionary tale. building the AI security operating model, roles, processes, and metrics. Governance frameworks are worthless without operational execution. I've seen too many organizations produce beautiful AI risk policies that sit in SharePoint while data scientists deploy models with zero security review. Let's talk about building an operating model that actually functions. First, establish clear role accountability. The AI security operating model requires these defined functions. AI security architect owns threat modeling, security architecture review, and adversarial testing for ML systems model risk officer. Typically sits in risk management, owns model validation, performance monitoring, and regulatory compliance data governance lead, owns training data provenance, privacy compliance, and data poisoning prevention AI ethics committee, cross-functional body reviewing fairness, bias, and societal impact. Increasingly a regulatory expectation, the critical process is the AI system lifecycle security gate. No model reaches production without passing defined security checkpoints. Diagram shown in the article, for tooling, integrate AI-specific security testing into your CI/CD pipeline. Microsoft's Counterfeit, IBM's Adversarial Robustness Toolbox, and Google's ML Fairness Gym provide open-source adversarial testing capabilities. Commercial options like Robust Intelligence, Hidden Layer, and Protect AI offer enterprise-grade model security platforms with board-reportable dashboards. Metrics that matter for board reporting. Percentage of production AI systems with completed threat models, mean time from model deployment to security assessment completion, number of AI security incidents, categorized by severity, adversarial test pass rate by model category. Here's my take on this. Beautiful AI policies mean nothing if models deploy without security review. Build gates into your ML pipeline. No exceptions, no executive overrides. Board communication strategy. From technical risk to strategic narrative. Everything we've discussed collapses if you can't communicate it effectively to the board. I've watched technically brilliant CISOs lose budget battles because they couldn't translate model drift detection into language that resonated with directors focused on shareholder value. The board communication framework I've refined over years follows a simple structure: context, risk, impact, recommendation, CRR. Every AI security update should answer four questions in this order. Context: what AI capabilities are we deploying and why do they matter strategically? We're deploying ML-powered fraud detection processing $200 million monthly to reduce loss rates by 40%. Risk: what could go wrong? Expressed as business scenarios. Adversarial attacks could blind our fraud detection, allowing sophisticated fraud to pass undetected. Impact: what's the quantified financial and reputational exposure? Based on our FAIR AI analysis, unmitigated risk exposure is $13.2 million annually, with potential SEC disclosure obligations if material losses occur. Recommendation: what investment do we need and what's the ROI? An $800,000 annual investment in adversarial testing and model monitoring reduces expected loss by 70%. Delivering $8.4 million in risk reduction. Timing matters. AI risk updates should appear on the board risk committee agenda quarterly, with immediate escalation triggers for any AI system breach or adversarial compromise, regulatory inquiry or audit finding related to AI systems, material model failures affecting customers or revenue, significant changes in AI threat landscape, major Atlas updates, new attack techniques. Create a one-page AI risk dashboard that boards can absorb in under 2 minutes. Traffic light indicators for aggregate AI risk posture, trend arrows showing quarter-over-quarter movement, and a single headline metric like AI risk-adjusted revenue exposure that captures attention. Final recommendation: build board AI literacy proactively. Offer annual education sessions explaining AI capabilities and risks in business terms. Directors who understand AI make better governance decisions, and they'll trust your risk assessments more when they grasp the underlying technology. Here's my take on this. 2-minute rule. If your AI risk dashboard takes longer than 2 minutes to absorb, you've lost the board's attention. Simplify relentlessly. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Traditional risk frameworks fail for AI systems because they assume deterministic behavior. ML systems require continuous monitoring for drift, adversarial manipulation, and emergent behaviors. Takeaway 2. NIST AI RMF provides the defensible foundation for AI governance, mapping directly to board-understandable concepts. Govern, accountability, map, identification, measure, quantification, manage, treatment. Takeaway 3. Use FAIR methodology adapted for AI to translate technical risks into annualized financial exposure. This is the language that unlocks security budgets. Takeaway 4. OWASP LLM top 10 threats like prompt injection and sensitive information disclosure require specific controls before any generative AI production deployment. Takeaway 5. Build AI security gates into your ML pipeline with defined roles, AI security architect, model risk officer, and metrics that boards can act on. That's the framework, folks. AI governance isn't about stopping innovation. It's about deploying machine learning systems with eyes wide open and documentation that protects you when things go sideways. Build your NIST AI RMF foundation, quantify risks.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.